Welcome back to the Jibwe Way of Life, keeping the way. You know, we talked about heading to the stars and those types of things, but truly keeping the way is and finding your way are a way to combine your spirit and your body into one. They call it the sacred hoop. And the way is a way to fill up your physical. You know, when you do a ceremony, like I talked about in the earlier ones, earlier shows, you give yourself a job, and you give everybody a job, everybody that asks when they come to do a ceremony. I don't care if it's a wedding all the way down to a funeral. If they ask you to do something for them, or they want to help, give them a job, because that fills up their physical. Whether they realize it or not, you know, they're there for the physical part of it as well as the spiritual part. They're making themselves whole. We're all like a circle. You break it in half, you get two halves. When you put them together, they're whole, you know, and it's a continuum. It's a great analogy. And if you think about it, so is life. It's a continuum. You start off as a baby, you go do your things as a young adult and into an adult. And of course, you grow old and you become like a baby again. You become helpless. You may be older, but yeah, you are helpless. But with knowledge, you come with a lot of knowledge. And those are the things that we seek to keep ourselves whole and keep ourselves finding the way and keeping the way. The way, the Ojibwe way of life, or any way of life, actually. Everybody has their ways. There's no right way and there's no really wrong way. Because when you think about it, the things that you learn, very similar, they parallel the different ways that are out there. We all have our flood stories, we all have our drum stories, we all have our fasting stories, and we eat, and we you know, offer those first crops, and we all do those things, you know. It doesn't matter where you come from. And when you're keeping your way, you know, it's a way of life that you can enhance. And because there's also singing and dancing and drumming, you know, and ways that you're going to work the land, and how you bring things on in, how you process, how you catch them, how you shoot them, how you trap them. There's many ways. And you know, when some way comes along and says, well, hey, this is a better trap, this is here, we'll pass this, you learn that and you pass that on to your little ones, you know, and they'll keep the way. If we learned everything ourselves and we kept to ourselves, you know, none of us would really grow. I think we do adapt different ways, because one time we had the bow and arrow, and now we use guns. You know, we had birch bark, and copper came along, and we used copper. And then other things came along to replace those things. You know, plastic even. And so here we are. You know. Keeping the way, and I think that what I mean by keeping the way is, would learn what you do learn and move on and keep those things. And there's, like I said, there's no right, there's no wrong way. It's nice, you know, if, you know, your family does traditions and then everybody learns them, everybody knows them. It creates a great family. It creates if you're looking at it, you know, as a strict way, it keeps a balance in your mind, in your body, And when you keep that kind of way, you become like iron, you know, in your will, and how you perceive life and how you carry on and how you move on. And the experiences we learn from our way of life also. And when somebody comes along and teaches you how to tan a hide, well, you learn that ancient skill. They teach you how to build a fire, you learn it, and you add that to your skills of self-sufficient. So being very self-sufficient and able to build a house and maintain it. And for all that you enjoy, you know, those nesting instincts. And when we learn from the animals, like insulation and those types of things, and the best structures. I think the best structures that are out there, if you look at a nest, for is around. It can withstand many, many things, especially being up that high. You know, they have to be windproof. How did they learn them things? You know, excuse me. And how to pass those things on. And we learn through observation, you know. We can't improve on things. Mother Nature is the catalyst for learning. And then keeping those ways, and we add them to ourselves. And those are where we learned them and where we picked them up. There's our older brothers, which are the animals and the rocks and their behaviors. So here we are, keeping the way. I'd like to thank you all for tuning on in and joining, and we'll be going into a part 3 next week, so stay tuned. We'll get more in depth in a lot of this stuff.